Can you describe what your mini clinics were like when they started in 1987?
Yes, all partners here were involved in delivering the service. We used to run two clinics a month, two doctors in one, two doctors in the other. We had a phlebotomist who came every 2 weeks, so that we arranged for the patients to have their blood tests 2 weeks before they were due to come to the clinic, so that when they came to the clinic, we'd got their blood test results. We had a practice nurse who was willing to learn about diabetes, and so she gradually upskilled herself during the following 2 years until she was able to carry out most of the clinical measurements prior to the patients seeing the doctor. We had a dietitian in attendance at the clinic, and we had access to chiropody at the far end of the health centre. While we ran our diabetic clinics, we were still in contact with Dr. Zalin and continued our professional development on a monthly basis, attending meetings at Wordsley Hospital.
Can you describe the nurse's role in the clinic?
A nurse would see the patients first. She'd make sure that all the blood test results were back from the test previous 2 weeks previously. She'd do a random blood glucose with the BM sticks. She'd test their urine for sugar and protein, check the blood pressure, inspect their feet, ask them about their diet and about their exercise, and record all the data on our clinic sheet. And then when her consultation was over, the patient would come and see the doctor, and we'd go through all the parameters and discuss the rudimentary targets that we used to set for the patients in those days, and discuss their progress towards the targets and diet and exercise again, and then check the circulation in the feet.